Louis swam ashore to pick up his things. When he looked under the bush, he received a terrible jolt. His medal was there, his slate and chalk pencil were there, his money bag was there, but where was the trumpet? His trumpet was gone. Poor Louis, his heart almost stopped. Oh, no, he said to himself. Oh, no! Without his trumpet, his whole life would be ruined. All his plans for the future would collapse. He was frantic with anger and fear and dismay. He dashed back into the water and looked up and down the lake. Far off, he saw a small wood duck that seemed to have something shiny in its mouth. It was the trumpet, all right. The duck was trying to play it. Louis was furious. He skimmed down the lake, going even faster than he had on the day he had saved Applegate from drowning. He swam straight for the duck, knocked him on the head with a swift blow from his wing, and grabbed the precious trumpet. The duck fainted. Louis wiped the horn, blew the spit out of it, and hung it around his neck where it belonged. Now he was ready. Let the night come. Let the hours pass. Let morning come when my beautiful dreamer wakes unto me. Night came at last. 9 o'clock came. Louis went off to work, riding in the cab. The zoo quieted down. The visitors had all gone home. Many of the animals slept or snoozed. A few of them, the great cats, the raccoon, the armadillo, the ones that enjoy the nighttime, prowled and became restless. Bird Lake was clothed in darkness. Most of the waterfowl tucked their heads under their wings and slept. At one end of the lake, the three captive swans, Curiosity, Felicity, and Apathy, were already asleep. Near the island, Serena, the beautiful Serena, was fast asleep and dreaming. Her long, white neck was folded neatly back. Her head rested on soft feathers. Louis got home from work at 2 in the morning. He flew in over the low fence and splashed down near Serena, making as little noise as possible. He did not try to sleep. The night was fair and crisp, as nights often are just before Christmas. Clouds drifted across the sky in endless procession, partially hiding the stars. Louis watched the clouds, watched Serena as she slept, and waited for day to come, hour after hour after hour.